sort of soft thoughts on practice on the week.
Well, I think we've done a good job this week of trying to recover. You know, I went in there Tuesday and I told the guys, you know, it's easier to come to practice after a win than it is with a loss. So it was a heartbreaking loss last Saturday. And, you know, when you experience those kind of things, you've almost got to come with a little bit more resiliency and more determination to correct your mistakes and be a little bit tougher mentally and do the things you need to do to help help your team be successful.
You're playing Grand Valley. Your thoughts on your first battle going in? I mean, you probably always used to watch Ferris State, Grand Valley. Now you're the coach of Ferris State. So thoughts going in your first battle versus the rival?
Well, first off, you know, it's more about us than it is them. We need to fix some of the mistakes we've made turnover-wise, you know, simple things that make us kind of fail on certain drives or mistakes that we really can correct in order to be a better team. So that's our focus, quite honestly. I have great respect for Grand Valley and what they've done and how great the program is. But, you know, if we're not a better version of Ferris State, then you know, we're going to have our work cut out for us. So we just need to focus on executing and doing the things we need to do to be successful.
Have you done anything to mimic the atmosphere or the environment that Grand Valley has for their visiting players or visiting programs that come into play?
Well, you know, it's hard to really get prepared for what the crowd and those kind of things are going to be like. So bottom line is, you know, if we're productive and we're moving the ball and doing the things we need to do, then you know, the tendency is for the crowd to be quieter. If they're rolling, it's pretty good, and they'll be noisy. But the fact remains this, you know, those things can't really be detriments for us. We just need to control the things we can control. And the environment is something that, you know, they've done a great job of building on, you know, the success of their athletic programs. And they've done some great things as far as facilities go. And they're filling the stadium. And so, you know, I respect what they've done, and I'm excited to be able to be in that atmosphere. I hope our kids relish that opportunity rather than look around and get, you know, nervous about it or, you know, concerned about how many people are there.
Do you have a couple keys that you think that Ferris State needs to do to walk away the victory in Grand Valley and Allendale on Saturday?
Well, we just need to, you know, do the things we've done effectively in the run game offensively. You know, if we can manage to move the ball successfully in the run game, I mean, I'm sure Grand Valley's watched us try to throw the ball. We're not a proficient pass team, and actually, you know, we're down to three quarterbacks in our whole program, and they're all freshmen. And so, you know, I'm sure they're going to focus on stopping our run game. If we can be a little bit more successful at taking advantage of throwing the ball. But ultimately, we've got to run it successfully. And also, you know, we got to minimize their big plays. They're a quick strike, very, very potent offense, and we need to minimize their big plays and make them work the field for drives. And hopefully we just hang in there and battle them. You know, if we stay close and battle them and have a chance at the end, that'd be a great thing.
Thanks for your time, Coach. Best of luck Saturday.
Thanks, Tom. I appreciate it.